I'm quite surprised because the Fiji announcement apparently was made today. They haven't written to me or the parties to indicate that they are withdrawing. But I think overall there's strong support for PESA Plus among the Pacific Island countries.
That's sometimes not the impression we get. Is it because they're genuinely opposed, or because could this possibly be a negotiating technique, you know, threaten to walk away from the table to get a better deal perhaps?
Could be. I mean, in the case of Fiji, we all met in Christchurch, was 2 weeks ago, and there were two issues on the table. So there were, from the Australian trade side, Australian minister, New Zealand minister, and then four Pacific Island ministers. So they had a series of issues to resolve, and they collectively made a decision. And it is in respect of that decision, I hear, that Fiji is quite unhappy about. And so my understanding is that Australia and New Zealand have signaled that they are prepared to revisit the agreement which was reached. And I hope that going forward, we will be able to resolve those issues.
This whole free trade agreement's been dragging on for a long time now. I know a lot of our listeners' eyes glaze over whenever this is sort of mentioned. In a nutshell, and very quickly, what is PESA Plus? What is it designed to actually achieve, and how will it affect people's lives in the Pacific?
Well, PESA Plus is a comprehensive free trade agreement between the 14 Pacific Island countries on the one hand and Australia and New Zealand on the other hand. And its basic objective is to facilitate the increased participation of the four island countries in trade. Apart from market access, it is also a development agreement in the sense that Australia and New Zealand have committed to providing resources to the countries to enhance their productive capacity. We also have the labor mobility, the seasonal work program, under which, and also New Zealand's recognized seasonal employer scheme, under which Pacific Islanders workers can go to Australia and New Zealand, work, bring remittances home, and also gain valuable work experience in these countries.
So is labor mobility a real sticking point in this?
No, we have already concluded negotiations on labor mobility. Australia has actually uncapped the labor scheme. New Zealand has increased the cap from 8,000 to 9,500 and initiated pilot programs in fisheries, in the fisheries sector, as well as the construction sector. So I think the Pacific Island countries are very content with the developments on labor mobility. The second point in the negotiations relates to the trade in goods chapter. It is in respect of that that Fiji is unhappy about.
Where does the opposition to PESA Plus come from? We hear from a lot of NGOs who talk about this is possibly going to wind up with the Pacific Island countries being somehow exploited by the bigger countries. Any truth to that?
I don't think there's any basis for that. You know, I think PESA Plus is a trade and development agreement. I think overall it would assist the Pacific Island countries. We may disagree on some details, but I think overall it is good. It is a good agreement. And it would actually help the Pacific Island countries to grow their economy.
Do you think that Australia and New Zealand might now be pressured to do a bit more? And if they do you think that Fiji and PNG could be enticed back to the table?
I think so. I think particularly for Fiji, I think their issues are quite narrow. Already, Australia and New Zealand have actually responded positively to some of Fiji's concerns, or I should say most of their concerns. So there are a couple of issues relating to the trading goods. So I think if Australia and New Zealand will exercise flexibility, I think Fiji will come back to the negotiating table.
So basically, in a nutshell, you don't think that this is necessarily over at all?
I don't think so.